Hello everyone, let's talk about Reddit. Reddit is a site where anyone can make posts and comments relating to just about anything. Let's look at one such post. Aww, how cute. To the left of the post there are two buttons, the upvote and the downvote. According to the official Reddit page, posts and comments are to be upvoted if they contribute to their subreddit or downvoted if they do not. Essentially, every user is a moderator of the whole site, promoting good content and weeding out bad. For the most part, this works really well. At any point in time, the Reddit front page will be full of interesting and relevant posts, even though people post thousands of uninteresting and irrelevant things every day. So, that sounds like a great system, right? Well, sort of. What we're really here to talk about today is called the downvote predicament, which is a general problem with Reddit's voting system. The predicament is that because everyone has a sort of moderator power on the site, people's personal beliefs, biases, and agendas get in the way. That is, people downvote for reasons other than what they should be downvoting for, causing lots of other issues. Now let's look at a more controversial post. Many people will downvote it because they disagree with it, and in the comments, people will also downvote opinions they disagree with in the same way. This is so common that many subreddits will have a sticky post telling users that downvote button is not a disagree button. The problem is twofold. Firstly, Reddit places posts and comments based on their vote score, meaning a post that was downvoted will be lower on the page and less visible than one that wasn't. Reddit even automatically hides posts that are downvoted too much, causing some users to create many accounts to downvote posts they don't like to hide them. The problem here is that minority opinions are hard for anyone to find because people downvote them for the wrong reason. Now on to the second problem. One of the unintended consequences of the system is that many ideas are sort of pre-censored. Let's look at an example. This is Bob. Bob has a great brownie recipe that he wants to share with other people on Reddit. He would have posted it, but after looking at his favorite subreddit, r/recipes, he sees that many dessert recipes have been downvoted. Even though Bob knows he has a great recipe, he doesn't want to risk his reputation with a bunch of downvotes, so he decides not to post it. This is an example of how a small group of people can influence what information is shared and seen, even without downvoting the idea directly. Imagine that situation, but instead of a brownie recipe, it's strong opinions, ideas, and politics. Now, one counterargument says, because the dessert recipes were downvoted, people don't want them, and so this pre-censorship is good for weeding out content people don't want. Why should the brownie recipe be posted if people don't want dessert recipes, it says. The problem is that ideas are systematically silenced in this way for everyone, despite the fact that many people likely do want to see that content in a place as big as the internet. Also, it is hard to make the censorship argument when Reddit's value page lists things like create a safe place to encourage participation, embrace diversity of viewpoints, and allow freedom of expression. Oh yeah, and by the way, all these problems apply to the upvote button as well. So what can be done about the downvote predicament? I simply hope that because you now know why this is a problem, you'll downvote correctly.